This is the perfect boat. Right into it. Never done that before.
That is a witty, witty commentary on society, Nick.
Welcome to the Perfect Boards, a show about things interesting to beer geeks. I am Mikey.
I'm the Nick.
I'm Matt. And I just want to know how many people rewinded their show thinking that they missed the opening. They're just like, what?
Oh.
It has to go back further.
Mikey must have edited out Nick's opener. What a jerk.
It was so funny.
Damn, it was good. Damn it, it was good. Well, the next hour or two, we're going to be hanging out with you, drinking some beer, and talking about the beer we drank last week, and some beer we're looking out for to be drinking, some beer culture, and the listeners are going to call us, let us know what's going on with them, and that's the premise. For the show, we are tailgating. I have opened up my tailgate / show beer. I have gone through all my hoppy beers and all my beers are gone. Now I've gone through all the show's hoppy beers as well.
Now I am
entering the stout layer of the fridge.
This is like an inversion layer. What's going on here?
It's like, you know, in a tree, you cut it open and you look at the lines and see how old it is. And I'm now into the stout era of the tree that is the beer fridge. This one's from Al Green, donated to the show. It's from Hop Life Brewing Company. It's Night Train, a 10% barrel-aged chocolate milk stout. And it's a bomber. And I'm sitting here by myself. Drinking a 10% bomber.
All right.
But, excuse me.
How long into this do we need to send Uber over to check on you?
Yeah, we'll see. I seem to be fairly lucid right now. We'll see what happens by the end of the show. Maybe we'll...
Place your bets on when the snoring will begin.
Uh-oh. There you go.
There goes Mikey.
There's... First song reference of the episode.
Right. I believe they would actually try to take down our podcast if I played any more of that.
Yeah. Better watch out.
Oh, we got to watch who we make mad now.
Yeah.
Axl Rose would definitely come after us.
I think Spotify would come after us before Axl Rose would
come after. No, it would be Axl Rose. He'd be like, I didn't have anything to do today, so I want to take down your podcast. Oh.
Let me see it try. Noted like a freight train. What are you having right now, Matt?
I'm drinking El Cap from Tioga Sequoia Brewing Company.
Who?
It was our first 19.2 ounce release.
Oh.
It is a 9% beer. It is a beast. It's a New England style double too. So
wow. El Cap.
Say 19.2.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the first time you guys have done that? I thought I felt like there was a Sherman that was like that, but I guess not. Obviously not. Wow. So are these going to be in grocery store shelves, these El Caps?
This one will make it out a little bit, yep.
Oh, I wonder who it's going to bump out. I wonder which... 19.2, these will bump out.
Oh. It's gotta bump. Are you saying
they don't create
there's not room for
space.
All?
Nope. Somebody, it's like an all-star team when you're putting together an all-star team and people's like, oh my God, Cepeda should have been on the all-star team. You're like, okay, well, who would you take out? And then you're like, oh, I don't know. Same thing with the beer shelves, man. You got to take somebody has to get kicked out.
Wow.
I just feel bad for the guy that's like, oh, I normally get the 2 for $5 Dale's Pails. This one's a little bit more expensive. I'll just have two of those and have them like wake up like 3 days later.
I think they're drinking Dale's Pals, and not definitely not Dale's Pals.
Well, I bought the beer that's always in the Dale's Pals slot, and I figured it'd be fine, and it's not fine. I'm fired now. I don't have a job. My wife left me.
Hurting me.
So you're saying Dale's Pals is going to get bounced? Okay. I say
I said the person AFI. Normally bought. I didn't say it'd be gone. Mm-hmm.
This L cap. Now, is this a beer you've made before? Is this a rebranded beer? What's going on with the L cap?
It's a variant. Back in November, we did make an L cap of 10. And it was a hazy West Coast.
That's what I thought. I like that beer. And
it was intended to be released in cans and stuff. But as you can imagine, the year changed to where things were different.
Huh.
And we had some beer in the tank, and we were just trying to go back and forth. And I was like, it's still a double. It's still hazy. It could still be L cap. So there you go.
All right. Was this the only format that it's going to be in, the 19.2s?
There's a tiny bit of draft that we're going to have at the tap room, but 19.2s.
Man, interesting. Interesting. Well, I'll be down there Saturday. Might give me one. What are you drinking, Nick?
Oh, I got Hen House Brewing Company. Certified independent.
Certified.
IPA.
It's certified.
Mosaic and Pacific Jade hops.
Pacific Jade.
Yeah. I was headed over to the brother's house, and I didn't have anything laying around that I wanted to re-gift to him, so I stopped at Out of the Barrel and was like, I have never seen this beer. I'm going to get it for the brother. I haven't even had it, so...
It was one of two West Coast IPAs.
Mm-hmm.
I'm guessing.
Is it clear?
I'm leaving it in the can. I don't care anymore.
Oh. Does it
I'm taste, never going to use a glass again.
Does it taste clear?
No.
Oh.
It's
a West Coast.
Is it? Let's find out. No, I was making a joke that anytime you walk into Out of the Barrel, they're like, oh, what are you into? West Coast IPAs. Oh, I think we got like two of those right now. Mm-hmm. And then 40 other hazies.
We got 40 hazies. Do you like West Coast hazies?
Yeah. So we got murky. We got foggy. We got hazy.
Yeah, it turned into Bubba.
Juicy.
Doesn't Bubba. Say.
Bubba from In the Heat of the Night?
No, not the former mayor of Fresno, California.
Oh boy, he was all over the news. How come you guys didn't talk about that in the new flowing?
We didn't even get to that.
That's what I said. Why didn't you? Come on, that's totally Fresno.
Yeah. There's only so much you can talk about those guys.
All right, Bubba, you don't make the cut.
Bubba. Oh, so there you go. That's what we're drinking.
I'm drinking.
And then, oh, wait, shit. Oh, damn. I almost played the wrong thing. That would have been terrible.
Check the dates.
Check your dates. Foos. Matt?
I know what everybody wants me to talk about.
Oh, he's going to do it. Come on. Come on.
Say the thing. Is what happened to Stone this week.
Come on, say the thing.
But I think we'll just let it continue to ride, and we'll give some the Stone news some breathing room.
Oh, really?
I feel like I'm enough not
agreeing.
People are
gonna, I'm not agreeing to this.
The CEO resigned.
Bah, 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 wah. The CEO that wasn't a beer guy. But he's been the CEO for like 5 years.
3 years.
Engels. Dominic Engels.
And the former CEO didn't resume the interim role, but the other part owner. Mm-hmm. So Steve Wagner, he stepped in as interim CEO till they find somebody new. And so that has spiraled all these rumors of the state of Stone and what's happening and their relevance. And I imagine they'll comment on it at some point.
Yeah. Fullpint.com, like publicly on their social media feeds, is like $500 to anybody in the inside of Stone that can tell us what's happening in there. And then Greg from Stone says, "Hey,
believe Dan, it or not, that wasn't the best part."
Yeah. Hey Dan, for $500, I'll say whatever you want.
So there you go. That is the best part.
And I believe that Matt created that because Fullpine put that out, and then Matt added me, and then he added Stone Greg, and nobody had added Stone Greg in that.
Greg commented on that before.
Before you added? No, not before you added.
I was in reply to, that's why you were both tagged. I tagged you on Greg's comment where he was just like, "Hey, Dan."
Oh, okay.
Full disclosure.
I read it as like, you're the first one that actually alerted Greg to this thread.
I do not possess that power.
I don't know. You saw him once at a conference, so.
Super nice guy. You can get lost in a conversation. I'll tell you this. He's as fun and interesting to talk to as Paul from Fairfax.
Whoa. Yeah, it does seem like
have they ever met?
Down to earth, connected individual.
It does seem like Greg and Paul would have some good conversations. Both very California.
That would be a podcast.
They're both very California. Greg's Southern California and Paul's Northern California.
I just imagine that they've both been at like a Trader Joe's at the same time, and they're on the opposite end of like a vegetable display, and they've just looked at each other and just like nodded. And just had that moment of connection, and that's it. That's all they needed.
Yep. Wow. And they're like, "Yeah, hey, you're Greg from Stone." He's all, "Hey, you're Paul from Fairfax."
and they're like, "Keep up the good work."
Yeah.
Wow.
And they both did like a little point at like, "Ha ha ha," and then they left the scene.
Say more of this story. I like it.
That's a comics right there. There's about five panels of a comic strip. Louis, shh. Jeez, Louis. Got to get yourself on the show, huh? There you go. There's a cracker.
The only thing that I'll comment on this whole thing is the unfortunate circumstance for Stone is they have grown and changed, and they've tried things that may or may not have worked. And, you know, they're processing all of those different things. There's many things that they've done well, but I think a light that I get see painted about them is that, you know, they're expecting Stone to be like the ZZ Top of bands. And that was the easiest comparison. It's like the same three dudes playing the same three albums for over, you know, and having the same two spinning guitars for 40 years. Not everybody's going to be that, you know. They're going to be the band that's had a few different people come in. They still do the greatest hits tours, and, you know, there's still a legacy, but it's not going to be the connection that everybody wishes they could be or should be or whatever. You know, it's the unfortunate truth.
Yeah. Well, the one dude's got his own brewery in Atlanta now, right?
Mitch Steele?
Yeah, Mitch Steele. So they can't ever get the band back together.
Is he in Atlanta or is he in Arizona?
I thought he was I thought he was the one that went to Atlanta and Sudbury, but I may be mistaken. Well, hopefully this getting the CEO out of there, maybe ground this whole everything happening just sort of grounds them a bit and kind of.
You're right. They are in Atlanta, and then they also have a Virginia Beach.
Oh, okay. And hopefully they start kind of turning things around a little bit here and getting back in the old school stone ways instead of the big stone, back to little stones.
Big stone.
I mean, obviously this whole thing it can't be a coincidence of the timing for him to be stepping down. So obviously they must have some point either Ingles is like, all right, apparently, you know, I need to keep doing these corporate style things, guys. Otherwise you're not going to make money. And there, Greg and the other guy, they're like, well, we're getting raked over the coals in this beer geek community. And this is the community we care about the most. And so Ingles is just like, all right, I'm out of here then. I'm going to go make some money somewhere else. Because the full pint article about this brought up a good point of like, this, they're at it. Stone's at the mark where Dogfish Head basically, you know, sold out, and another big, or where like the Canarchy people kind of, they're at like a year where it's just like breweries had to get money from elsewhere. And so Stone's sort of at a point where if they're going to really start making some cash, they had to do something different. And I feel like that's probably what Ingles is trying to edge it towards, and probably wanting to do freaking the things that they didn't want to do to make money. So it'll be interesting to see
how. You can't make me make money.
It'll be interesting to see how different Stone is after this, if they're different at all.
I think maybe I'll try to send the interview to Mikey, but Mr. Wonderful, which is one of the guys on Shark Tank, he did an interview recently, and he was talking about different CEOs and different companies that he worked, you know, because he has 32 companies that he kind of manages. And somebody was asking him, they're like, if you're a majority owner and you have to take care of somebody or, you know, take care of them, I mean, like fire them or something like that. And he kind of mentioned that CEO is usually the person that is the pivotal role of the make it or break it of the company. And he usually said that he'll fly into a company and he'll meet with people on the lower level and just kind of just say, how is this person leading you? And if he finds that the CEO is somebody that's not leading them correctly, he's like, that's the person you get rid of. And then you find somebody to fit that role, or maybe they were a CEO up to X million dollars, and then the next gap is somebody else, and this person just finds a different role. So it's kind of interesting. It could have been something like that. You know, Stone's a relatively big company, so we don't know.
Who knows? Maybe a full pint will find out by the time we hear this. What else you got?
That's
Do I need more than that?
Nick?
Oh, man. You guys took my Stone article. I don't know what to do now.
Well, that was my thing.
That was my thing. No, it was my thing.
I mean, you could comment your side of it. You might go further in depth or touch on different subjects.
Nick, we haven't really heard talk about it.
I didn't read it. I was just laughing at Stone Greg commenting on, hey, I'll talk to you. Like, what inside dirt are you trying to get?
Well, only in beer does something like that happen. Where,
but it was just odd the way he went about it.
Because he, like, I'm sure he probably knows that guy, too. I mean, it's not like it's a, you know.
Yeah, it shouldn't have been a surprise. Or what did he really think was going on that he was going to get information about for $500?
That's true. It's like, who's going to... Unless it was somebody that was ready to leave the job or something, it's like he was gonna
and then make an extra $500 for leaving.
Yeah, and who knows? He could have only had a 3-year contract and fulfilled it.
Mm. Or maybe he got the COVID and he'll be back in 2 weeks.
Don't get the COVID.
Don't get it?
Don't. That's a no. Oh. Now everybody knows what my text sound is.
Is that a live? Oh, it's a live call? Is someone calling block? The Google line right now?
Google. The Googles.
Google. Google.
Well, I guess that's enough culture, isn't it?
Oh, well,
oh,
you got I'm scraping the bottom of the barrel.
We'll take it. With the dregs.
Where the dregs is. Virtual beer festivals continue because nobody can decide if we're open or not. I am still not interested in these, but I would like to find out who is and why they want to do this. Why would you pay money to watch something on YouTube?
I don't know. Yeah, pay money. That's kind of crazy. I don't understand
that. That's the crazy part.
Well, because usually they'll send you like a package, right? I mean, which that makes some sense to pay for that. But
so you're not a fan of anything
exclusive.
So you're not a fan of the zoo, huh? Is that what you're saying?
Was Rad Stacy at the zoo with the virtual beer festival?
No, I heard their Roar and Pour is going virtual in similar format where you buy a box and it has stuff in it.
You know what? If I've got some cash burning in my pocket and a weekend free, what the hell? But I don't have either of those, so.
No free weekends and free? No free cash?
Nope.
What are you doing on the weekend? You're like reseeding your lawn or...
I'm constantly reseeding my lawn.
Coaching the little league team.
From the front lawn, I reseed it, refertilize it, and then next weekend I gotta do the back lawn. And then by that time it's been 2 weeks, the front lawn needs another reseed.
Rewiring the house, getting it up to 220.
I have like 80,000 bushes around this damn house. Not damn house. I love you, house.
I love you. Don't break.
There's all kinds of
things. There's so many people that are like, oh, what are you going to plant now that you have a house? And it's like, it has mature landscape. It has enough things that need to be taken care of.
It has 70-year-old landscaping. All right, pal.
It's like, it could have less things and I'd be fine.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome.
Yeah, I've been here 8 years. And I've only planted a handful of things because there's nowhere to plant anything. There's like literally no spots. I bought a lemon tree, like a little tiny lemon tree. I was like, man, I want a lemon tree. And I'm having a very difficult time finding enough space that doesn't have full of roots or something. It's just been in the pot for a while, just sitting there and going like, are you going to plant me or what are you going to do, pal? I'm like, I'm trying.
Where's the weed garden?
I don't know.
No. Yeah, town.
Yep.
Yeah, letting that one loose. So.
It's legal, man.
Eagle.
Five plants. I can have five plants, you know, man.
Yeah.
What? I haven't been to it, but supposedly there's a house on the roommates talk about it on Brown Street, but they have like garden vegetable and fruit gardens and whatever extra they put in boxes out front and it just says free produce or whatever. And I thought that was pretty cool. I haven't walked by it, but I've seen them pick up a couple things and like make salsa with the peppers or whatnot.
I've got I've got grapefruits for years, jalapenos for days. We just had peach season here. Had a good solid peach season. Ooh,
nice.
I did grilled peaches. Think of that.
Really?
It's Traegered peaches.
I don't know. I'm more of a nectarine guy. I don't know.
It was pretty good.
This Traeger. I'm gonna grill some peaches.
Grill some peaches. What are you thinking about that? Felt like cheer beer.
If you had to give the quantity of peaches, how many would you say the quantity of peaches you had?
Well, my neighbor. Wait, is this an inside joke I'm missing?
It's a loaded question.
I'm not answering.
I was like, wow, we're avoiding this. This is not. Oh, there it is. And it's here.
How many peaches would you say that you have?
How would you quantify your peaches?
Damn it. I hate not knowing what's happening.
In the terms of hundreds, thousands?
Would you charge a price for these peaches?
Yeah, I would.
Okay.
They wouldn't be free?
No. For me. They're for me.
Seriously?
It happens. This is like when you're on Jeopardy and you like at home you know the answer, but when you're on the show, you don't know the answer.
And the correct answer is millions.
That's where Mikey's at right now.
Millions of peaches.
I know, I got it. I got it. Their peaches are for free.
I have two citrus trees in my backyard, but I don't know what they're gonna be.
What? Saying that. They're too early. I'd say they're going to be grapefruits.
So it's people told me they were citrus, and I was like, okay, didn't believe them. But now I've seen them. They're about the size of a lime. They're citrus, green.
Fuck you.
But I don't think they're going to be limes because they're not fallen. They're just green and really tough. So I don't know what they're going to grow into.
Yeah. Grapefruits, bro.
I thought citrus was winter, not like 100 degree summer.
Well, my grapefruit tree is all year. It has literally
zero fucks.
24/7. Oh, yeah. It gives zero fucks. It's a fuck you. I'm going to produce all the year. I'm like, all right, man. I'm not going to be able to pick them all up. Whatever. It constantly has brand new ones, the little small ones. It has old ones. It has perfectly ripe ones. Has it all constantly. Scotty B, if you need some grapefruits to brew with, or Zach's Brewing, come on over.
And then my neighbor has, I believe it's a plum tree that hangs over my yard. I think it's plum. I don't know what plums look like on a tree, but I think it's a plum tree.
And that's been Backyard Fruit Talk with the Perfect Boar.
I thought the brother had a fruit tree at one point.
I have a Meyer lemon tree.
Mm.
It severely needs water because I haven't seen fruit in a few years. But the tree's still alive, just no fruit. Meyer lemons are different.
Use the code THENICK80 at checkout at garden.com and get $5 off your next purchase of weed and seed.
That's right. Weed and seed?
Weed and seed. Weed and seed. Lay down some weed.
Yeah.
Lay down a good layer of weeds before you seed.
Then harvest your seeds. You'll be seed rich.
Harvest the seeds. Honey, the seeds are coming in nice.
That's yeah, good. Look at the beautiful bounty on my seeds.
Will you call me tonight and leave me a voicemail? Will you talk about beer and tell me you're driving?
559-492-0542 is the voicemail line of the Perfect Boar and the Dorktown Network of shows. You can call that and leave a 3-minute or less voicemail and be on the show yourself. Or you can record something. And send that file to us, perfectboarpodcast@gmail.com. Or you can just write us an old-fashioned letter. That you could literally, we've gotten some postcards before, but you could write something to our address, which is at the bottom of the show notes, or just email us. And let's get the first voicemail of the week. Comes from,
oh, Donnie boy, I get no. For some reason, I've had this song stuck in my head for a week. I'm not understanding why. Hey,
yeah, we don't know.
We are drinking in Northwest. Sorry, it's been several weeks since I've called in. Do I count as a new caller? I tried to get my wife to call, and she says, no. I don't even like beer.
Screw you, honey.
Sometimes, and the only voice of reason is Louie. And I said, that's not true. Matt is very knowledgeable. But needless to say, she won't call in. So, things going on up here in the beautiful Northwest. We made an hour and a half, 2-hour drive south this last weekend to see my stepdaughter. On the way, I talked the wife into stopping at Engine House 9 Brewing in Tacoma. Shout out to your Tacoma rep, Matt. E9 Brewing does fantastic beer. They got a real strong sour program and surprisingly really good pizza. It was a really nice day. A few weeks back, we went to a small town called Lake Chelan. I've been going there for about 40 years. It's pretty awesome. It's not Fresno awesome, but it's pretty awesome. And they've got one brewery.
Not much is.
But they got about 30 wineries and tasting rooms. The good news is the winery that we always end our day at, that we're wine club members, the winemaker's a home brewer also. And there's always one of his beers on tap for those in the know. So I get to finish out my day drinking beer. Anyways, the bad news, we are going backwards. Starting tomorrow, breweries, wineries, and bars that do not have outside seating, you're closed.
Sounds familiar.
Nada, zip, zilch. No shoes, no shirt, no dice.
No dice,
there's your
80s
movie reference. Anyways, luckily, my
shirts when
he
came on, came in here,
play area. So I'm pretty excited about that. Other than that, guys, thank you for everything. You make me laugh every week, and I appreciate it. Keep up the great work, and stay safe out there, people. Check your dates. Bye.
Bye. Thanks, Donnie. Thanks.
Yay.
Oh, Hamilton!
Learn it. Know it. Live it.
Eat some pizza.
Hey, you knuckleheads.
Hey,
you rapscallions.
Hey.
Nimrod.
Hey.
Yeah, I said it. You Nimrod.
Oh my gosh.
I just received a porch bomb.
Woo!
This is Paul, by the way.
Hey, Paul.
I received a porch bomb from Humble C. I don't know anybody at Humble C, so it's got to be from you guys. So you're not really Nimrods or Rapscallions or Knuckleheads. Well, you're kind of Knuckleheads, but anyway,
yeah.
I'm just calling to say thank you so much. I guess I'm probably saying thank you to everybody who contributed to that.
Yes. I'll send you a list, Paul.
Thanks, everybody. I am going to crack one open at some point. Not yet, but soon. And I will give you the full report. And that's super sweet. That was super awesome. And wow, you know, that's nice. That's actually my first. No, I lie. I was going to say it was my first porch bomb, but I think Matt has actually sent me some goodies. So
you're welcome.
I take that back. Anyway, keep up the good work, guys.
Guys. Yes, that was our first. Now, all those that, if you remember, back when Paul, when this whole thing started, Paul lost his job in the beer industry because of all the COVID cutbacks, and and the community spoke out, said we need to do something, and then we started a little sort of a donation page for Paul to just. Or something for Paul. Then Paul is, we did this without asking Paul. I was just like, we're just, this is what we're doing. And Paul's like, that's, that was really rad of you guys, but, you know, I don't feel right taking money from you guys and that kind of thing. And I was like, well, man, we already did it. They already donated the money. And so we agreed to dole it out in beer because of all the stuff he's done, Paul's done for the show. All the bumpers he's made for the show and all the music, and very well deserved. And so finally was able to get to using some of that money that the listeners have donated to Paul and send him a beer. So he got his first porch bomb from that, and there's still enough left for another solid porch bomb. I just didn't want to overwhelm him with just all hazy IPAs, like three cases of hazy IPAs for one dude. Like, here, drink them all fast, bro. So there'll be a later on one coming. So everyone that donated on the Paul music page, that is, Paul is now starting to see the fruits of that labor. So good job.
I won't take your money. But I'll take your beer.
I'll take your beer.
Get off of my porch, unless you have beer.
Get off my porch. Thanks, Paul. Thanks for everything you've done. We're happy to have been able to facilitate that beer.
And a sweet skateboard, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Paul just sent a picture.
He sent us that photo?
He's got a skateboard in it that... The bottom, the undercarriage is all Perfect Pour stickers, the man.
Perfect Pour board.
Donnie Adams, and we are drinking in the Pacific Northwest. A couple of quick things. Good news, bad news, all that good stuff. First, though, I want to thank Chew Your Beer for all of his barbecue tips. I actually used the onion on my smoker the other day, and it worked really good. So thanks to you for that. I love hearing him and his tips and listening to you guys all the time. How about a little COVID news? Good news, bad news. First, bad news. I know that Red Hook is CBA and it's owned by AB and all that stuff. They have drastically downsized recently, and they just have, they're back to their little basic brew lab in Seattle. But the COVID has caused them to stop doing draft beer completely. Done. No more draft from Red Hook. So even though they are not independent, they are craft beer, and it's sad to see something that started in 1982 to go backwards. And they still put out some good beer, actually, in their brew lab, what they call it. Their tasting room, they have some, you know, oddball stuff that they have that you can get that's really good. But on the positive note for COVID, if there is such a thing, my home brewery, Five Rights Brewing, got fast-tracked for a beer garden, and it is awesome.
Nice.
The city allowed them to close off the alley and put up fencing.
Fuck that alley.
In the parking lot behind the brewery, and it's was open for the first time today. I went there, had a couple beers. They got tents. They got the little place next door that serves food has actually a couple of smokers set up. So they got food out there. It was nice. It was really nice to have a beer outside in sunshine. Yes. Once in a while, the sun shines in the Pacific Northwest.
No.
Anyways, guys, thanks for everything. I called last week. I might have been too late, so maybe it'll be on this show also. So I apologize for two voicemails if they're both there.
You double dipped the chip.
Great work, Louie. We miss you.
Aww,
I'll talk to you guys later.
That was for you. Thanks, Donnie. He's finding, Donnie seems to find somewhere, wherever there's somewhere open, he finds it up there in the Northwest. He's got a nose for it.
He's got the nose. It always knows.
Ooh. All right, let's go. Oh, hold on a second. Hold up.
I love gold.
What was that? What just got open? Slurp.
This would be Fogger.
Oh.
Foggy New England style IPA from Zach's Brewing Company.
You lucky son of a bitch. Can release?
Second can release from Zach's Brewing.
I also have that beer.
I also don't have that beer.
Oh.
Right here.
Poor Mike.
Oh.
I could have brought you one of those, bro. I didn't know you
were. Oh, my God. Text you like, oh, man, I don't have any beer. Come, you know, I'm an adult man. Can't figure out how to have beer. I'm gonna text my friend, hey, I don't have beer over here, friend. I'm like, yeah,
got any of that beer?
You're an adult male with a driver's license and can go to a store, right? Oh, but I don't want to.
You simply could have said, hey, I can't make it to Zach's by 6, or you could have just said, hey, if there's anything laying around, I'm open, and I would have just said, gotcha, bro. Gotcha, fam.
Damn it.
I don't go north of Shaw these days if I don't have to.
I'm the wrong side of Shaw. Nick and I are on the bad side of Shaw.
That's right.
The boring side.
Not according to zip code COVID statistics. You guys are in the best zip codes.
We're the best.
You guys are in the less than 10% category.
Mask it or casket. This here, this is just a retro drop here.
Keep up the good work. Keep up the good work. Keep up the good work, guys.
Yeah.
Retro. Just, yes, speaking of which, the label for this Fogger is very retro.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's got Frogger themed label. Very cool.
Label by.
All right, we're continuing on with the voicemails.
Hey, Perfect Four. It's Brian Wazoo Corvette.
Wazoo.
I just want to start out my my call with a big thank you to Chew Your Beer for the kind words last week. Really lifted my spirits on a busy work day, put a smile on my face, and really kind of made my day a lot better than it was going. Chew, really appreciate it. Thank you very much. Cheers. Mikey.
Yes.
Mikey.
Yeah.
You remember that wax-capped beer can you had last week from Stills?
Yeah.
That was from my very first delivery to Perfect Pour.
Whoa.
And I remember specifically brought that beer because one of the episodes, Nick was bagging on wax-topped cans.
Aww.
And I thought, I got wax-topped cans. I'm going to take these guys some beer.
Yeah.
And so I packed up my first pack and brought you guys some beer. It's a pretty good stout, too. I still have a couple more.
It was pretty good.
And it drinks really well warm, believe it or not.
Huh.
Anyway, I got on the Zoom call last Friday with the East Coast guys kind of earlier in the day and then jumped back on later in the evening.
I think he's rolling.
Same guy still on mostly, but after having a few more beers, that was good fun. Got to sit in the garage and hang out and then kind of ordered some Jack in the Box delivery later that night. Not proud of that moment, but it did happen.
Hey, nothing wrong that these
up
days.
In Sacramento, still able to have outdoor beers as long as you're having food. So I did stop at my favorite little draft shop called Final Gravity. They had California rolls from the sushi joint next door, and I had that, and I had a pint.
That's food, technically food.
And I was about 15 feet away from any other person in the entire outdoor seating area, so I was pretty comfortable there. Anyway, up here we just had a anniversary of a local brewery called Burning Barrel Brewery. They did a 4-pack collab with 4 different breweries. Four different styles. So we got a hazy Imperial West Coast IPA, a stout, and a sour. And so far I've only done the hazy, which was delicious. They did collab with Slice, so it's hard to go too wrong with them. I'll report on the other ones later. Anyway, guys, keep up the good work. Thanks for the great shows. I will keep my hands clean. I will not touch my face, and I will continue to social distance.
Yay.
Cheers. Bye.
Bye. Cheers, Wazoo. Oh, I thought there was going to be a Sacramento.
Oh, wow.
Sacramento.
Sacramento.
He sounds different.
Yeah. I had one of the first beer that Wazoo donated to the show.
Wow. So what he's saying is, I'm the reason we now get beer from Wazoo.
Maybe.
That's what I heard.
Yeah. You were the catalyst.
So you're welcome. You guys are welcome.
Thank you, sir. He's donated a lot of beer to us, too.
Yeah, no shit.
Hey, guys.
Perfect Pour. What's going on? Hey. It's Colin and Janine.
It's our Colorado
Reps.
We are
on our back porch.
Yeah, we have a nice back porch.
Yes.
Got three dogs out here because we have a brand new dog. His name is Dart.
Porch it up. Porch it up.
Hey, we thought we'd call and cheer you guys up.
Welcome, Dart, to the dog community of the Perfect Pour.
Top Golf was not eventful.
Aww.
It's okay. It's really, really, really expensive.
Fun?
If you are really into it, I guess it's worth it. But if you want to drink all night and play golf, it's going to cost you, I don't know, $400? Fuck.
Oh.
Ooh, rip on Top Golf.
So, not terrible.
Anyways, last weekend we tried a new brewery. We drove up to Nederland, which is just in the mountains, just north of of Boulder.
It's a super hippie town. It's where the hippies go to grow.
It was awesome. We went for this cool hike around the reservoir with the dogs.
Yep.
And then we checked out a new brewery.
Yep, it's called Knotted Brood. They did a lot of hazies, and they had a pretty thick pastry stout on that was called Birthday
Cake.
Birthday cake.
Imperial fudge or something like that.
Yeah, it was pretty imperially, 10%.
They had a lot of beers called goo.
Yeah,
different types of goo, like strawberry goo, key lime goo. Those were all sours. But then they had some hazy IPAs, and they also had a pilsner that was very bready and nice.
So anyway, let's get back to what's important. On the way home, we were driving. So you have to get from Nederland back to Denver, you have to go through Boulder. Well, you don't have to, but it's the way to go. So we were like, well, hey, maybe we should stop at Oscar Blues because there is a location in downtown Boulder and check out the mustard beer situation.
Because it's a taproom only release.
Don't do it.
Yeah, you have to go to the taproom to get the mustard beer. So we went down there. Janine waited in the car because it's kind of downtown.
I'm not coming inside for the mustard beer, okay?
I have this baguette and I have this salami.
And we went up there and sure enough, they had 3 6-packs of the mustard beer left and we bought 2 of them. And they gave you a really cool bag with like a mustard print on it, and they gave you
koozie sticker,
mustard koozie, mustard
coaster,
and a candlestick, library,
a recipe card.
Oh yeah, in case you wanted to make whatever that was.
Bratwurst.
So we get in the car. We decided we're gonna full crack one on the way home and share it in the car. And it's Katie thought it tasted like mustard.
It kind of tasted to me like a sour wheat. I didn't really like it.
It's kind of like a Lillicoy Capullo gone bad, if you know your Avery beers.
It was like a sour beer that had gone bad, so I wasn't really impressed. By the end of the beer, Katie said it tasted like garbage, which was pretty funny.
She actually couldn't decide if it tasted like garbage.
Friend Zach loved it. So.
Yep, and it tasted better warmer. Well, it tasted more like mustard warmer, but you guys are going to get one. You guys should shit on it. It'll be hilarious.
Yeah.
Yep. So, keep the good work, guys.
So hey, if you want somebody to shit on your beer, send it to the perfect.
You know where to send it. We'll do a good job. Either of not promoting it well or shitting on it. One or the other.
No, sir. I don't like it.
Yeah.
Nobody shits on beer better than the perfect pour.
No.
Nobody. Take that to the bank.
I mean,
shout out!
Oh,
What a live vatos, to your beer here with shout out show.
Yeah.
Let me tell you how it's really gonna go. I'ma tell you how I like and who I'm gonna shout out. That's what this show is really all about. Cause I tell you how it is, how it's really gonna go. Today's episode is for the NBA and the MLB. Actually, it's all the sports that I see on my TV. You know what I'm talking about. Sipping on some cold brew and now you know what you do. You pop open a can, you sit down and you turn on your tube. What are you watching? The Dodgers, the Angels, the Athletics? It doesn't really matter because it's all competitive. The way they play is all cool and dandy, but I'm the one and only that I'm sipping on some sweet, sweet IPA candy. This shout out goes out to Major League Baseball, NBA, all the sports back on TV. It's an amazing, amazing time. Really miss sports. Love watching my Dodgers on Dodgerball. Love watching my Lakers ball up. It's been great. So if you are a sports person, you know what I'm talking about. This is Chew Your Beer, and this has been Shoutouts. Oh, you know you really want me to rap again, but let me tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to tell you everything that you want to hear. Yeah. Everything I'm saying is coming out of my mouth without me writing it down on a piece of paper.
Paper!
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. I'm having fun. I got a buzz.
Fun!
This has been Shout Out, homie.
Shout Out. Shout Out.
I'm trying to get ready to be his hype man. I'm going to be Chew's hype man.
Yeah? What would that sound
like? I don't know. I make an ass of myself enough. It's time to cut myself off.
What are they perfect porch? Will you be here? Matt, Nick, and Mike, how you about this doing? I'm sipping on the Mingler by Five Rights Brewing over in Washington, a beer that Donnie Adams sent me. Very West Coast, piney, thick, and oily. Has that bitterness at the end, copper color. Anyways, this is like my fifth time trying to do this damn voice when I keep going over 5 minutes, and I don't want to. There's so much I need to talk about, Holmes. Orale, my shout out show, the beginning and the end, the raps, that's all freestyle, Holmes. I was vibing on the ball, and
no
I'm
way, enjoying, dude.
I'm happy that freaking sports are back, and that's all I had to do, Holmes. I just had to let it roll out. Back in the days, in my high school years, I used to rap. I used to be part of a rap group, so who knew, right? So what else? Let me see. I got to get that out of the way. Also, Spice, Mustard Beard, Oscar Blues and French is a collab make a beer. I've seen everybody talk about what to do with the beer. Use it as a marinade, and obviously you're going to drink it. But what I would do, no one has asked true, but I'm going to tell you, I would boil brats with that, man. What do you do when you eat brats? You boil them in beer, and then you slap them between two slices of Hawaiian bread. Then you put some mustard, Holmes. That's what I would do, Holmes. Ooh. And talking about mustard, I'm a spicy brown mustard kind of dude, homie. That's recent, too, Holmes, because I went to Panera Bread, and I ordered a turkey sandwich. That's the only mustard they had because they ran out of the yellow. Dude, I fell in love, Holmes. I had to go buy a gallon. I do fuck with regular French's mustard, but when it comes to a turkey sandwich, you got to get that spicy brown mustard. Anyways, what else? Choose barbecue tip of the week. I'm trying to rush because I don't want to take any more time. Choose barbecue tip of the week. For people that have charcoal grills, this is for you. If you have a catch can at the bottom, it might not help, but if you don't, here you go. 3 layers of heavy-duty foil. Try to cover the whole pan if you can. Put your charcoal on top of that, and guess what? Easy cleanup, homie. You roll it up, ashes are inside, you toss that away. For people that have triggers, my understanding, the cleaning is a little hard. There's a little pull-out tray, but sometimes it gets in within. If you have air pressure compressor, use that to spray that shit out and then wipe your shit down. But what I normally do with my smoker, go to the dollar store and buy the combo dustpan hand brush and then just wipe everything down, homie, and sweep it out and dust it out. So what I do is I get a 1 gallon Ziploc bag. I spray the liner of the inside with water. And then when I, I pour my ashes in there. The water helps retain the ashes from going out in the atmosphere and getting in your face and then in your nostrils, and then you're freaking, you got ash boogers and all that crap. So the water helps that from rising and coming out. Zip, and then you tie, you roll the zip, tie it up, toss it. No mess, homie. That's it. Chew Your Beer's barbecue tip of the week. A lot of people out there loved my last week's tip about the wood paddles for cleaning your grills or using onions. You probably heard about it. You saw it on YouTube. I mean, not YouTube, but on Twitter. All right, homie, that's it. I'll leave you guys alone. Matt, Nick, and Mike, appreciate you guys. Thank you for everything you do. This is Chew Your Beer. Y ahí te guacho. Peace out, homes.
Peace out, Chew. Y ahí te guacho.
The YouTube.
Thanks for all the tips and all the things. Appreciate everyone that called into the show. We're all going to, the whole list, all the listeners are going to be expert barbecuers by the time this is all over. It's going to be, it's like, why everyone listening to the Perfect Pour just knows how to barbecue. You just do, man. I don't know.
I'm very particular with my spicy mustard. If it's not horseradish, it's not spicy mustard, in my opinion.
Wow.
Hmm.
Tahini is there. It exists. I get it. I've had spicy, but it's not the kind of mustard I go for. But can I get a breaking news sound drop? Do we have that? So Zach's Brewing Company announced their Don't Be Suspicious Pale Ale, which is a riff from the Parks and Rec show.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a scene where they're all, don't be suspicious, don't be suspicious. It's the brother-sister combo. And they just received from Ben Schwartz himself. He commented on the post and he said, This better be delicious. Don't be suspicious. Oh, this better be delicious. Don't be so suspicious. He's calling them out.
Better be delicious. Well, they got to send them, son. They got to send them some.
East nice. Samples is what they're saying.
Send it to him, man.
Wow.
Looking out for beers. Looking out for. Looking out for beers.
Yeah, dude, they gotta send them some. That's awesome, though. That was like one day. That's when the same day they released that. They've already got their celebrity. Yeah, because his likeness is on the can. Oh, no, dude.
You just can't be suspicious.
Mm-hmm. Well, speaking of my looking out for, I'll just start it off. The two Zach's beers, the latest and greatest Zach's beers in cans, the Fogger and the Don't Be Suspicious. Now making some national news on the, was this a Twitter or Instagram that he made this comment?
Instagram.
All right. Look into Zach's page. Zach's Brewing.
I wonder how he found out.
Somebody tag him.
Yep. Get
tagged. And then he actually paid attention to being tagged instead of most celebrities that would ignore it. So I'm looking out for those, man. Haven't had them yet. I mean, I've had those beers before, but not in cam form with cool can art. Well, since Stone, it's all the news, man. There's some actually making some news in the beer, as far as I'm concerned. Stone and Modern Times collabing with one called Wizards and Gargoyles. It's a damn it.
That seems like going backwards.
It's the coffee IPA hazy, with really cool branding.
Hazy Coffee IPA Nick.
Hazy coffee.
Yep. It specifically says hazy coffee IPA.
You had me at hazy.
It's an the can art sells it, man. It's like an 8-bit adventure game can art. And then the 4-pack is a cardboard 4-pack of 16 ounces. And it looks like a Nintendo cover, a game of a Nintendo game cover, an old school Atari or Nintendo game. And so it looks really rad. I just want it for that. But actually, the beer sounds interesting. And it's going nationwide. So if you get stoned in your modern times in your town, I would assume.
I just sent it to the group. I think I was looking out for this for the brother.
Oh, boy.
Just because it's a cool... It looks like an old Nintendo game box. Like you'd receive the game in this box.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. That's what I'm wondering. Are we going to miss those days when beer came in boxes?
Well, I don't miss them because a lot of them don't put the dates on the boxes. It's annoying.
Are you the guy that carries a glue stick in your pocket where you break open the box just so you can see the can date and then glue it back?
I'm trying to do, man. Uh-huh.
Oh, I see it now.
Yeah, you see it now?
Yep. Jagged edge text. Looks 8-bit. Like a little Castlevania
type. Yeah, definitely. It'll be in the Saturday's issue of Drinking and Thinking for you newsletter or my newsletter readers.
Did you say nerds?
Nerds. Listen to her. Read newsletters. Drinking and thinking.substack.com. This week's Humble Sea Brewing. It's called King of the Krill.
There's going to be a weekly
Humble Sea? Pretty much. King of the Krill. And it's got Hank from King of the Hill on the cover, on the label. But he's got some like krill features to his face. But it's definitely Hank. What the hell, Bobby? Bobby?
Propane and propane accessories.
It's a West Coast Pilsner. And it's 5.6 with Nelson and Motika. And there's another Humble Sea called, it's been out maybe a couple weeks, called Fog Ross. Instead of Bob Ross, Fog Ross.
Oh, okay. Not Fog Ross.
No.
Not Roast Duck.
No. And that one's a honey milk IPA. With Citra Incognito and Citra Cryo. I don't know what Citra Incognito is, but okay. It says Citra in it. One from Deeds Brewing in Hopheads. This is out of Australia. It's called Phase Shift. It's an oat cream hazy double IPA. I just saw the can. Looked cool. Melbourne, Australia. So we'll see if I get that.
That's cool.
Yeah, cool.
I know a guy in Australia right now.
All right. Well,
I don't know if it helps, but I know a guy.
See if he can bring back that Deeds beer, the Haze Shift. And one from Pariah Brewing called the Bring Back the LeBron Haze.
Oh, no.
Damn it.
God, yep. Not LeBron James, LeBron Haze. This is the one, I don't know, maybe Matt knows this, but maybe it's just one of those things where it's, that if you change 30% enough that you can do it, but like it's obviously LeBron on the can. It's obviously a take on LeBron's name. It's LeBron on the can, but it's artwork. It's drawn. It's, you know, like a drawn art piece sort of, but it's definitely LeBron. And then it's LeBron Haze. So it's like, where does it must just go right up against the, you know, obviously it doesn't have LeBron's endorsement, I assume. So it must be right up against the parody / they've changed enough of it that it's not some sort of infringement.
All that sort of stuff is very, you know, going by the seat of your pants. If it's imagery that's trademarked and it's registered to some sort of production company and stuff, that usually is a quicker you know, C&D, that kind of stuff. But, you know, there's obviously no safe way to go about it unless you have somebody's permission. I was going to go a different way with that, but I'm just going to play it safe and just say, you know, some people be very flattered that their likeness is used in a beer. And maybe some people aren't.
So hey, this is cool. Like somebody from Parks and Rec is like, oh man, that's right. I hope the beer is good. Somebody that's the biggest star in the world, athlete in the world, might be like, hey, can't be making money off my face, dude. So, I don't know.
What I will say is that Sony Pictures Corporation was not very fond of a Lincoln brewery using their likeness from a TV show.
Oh.
It was Breaking Bad.
Oh. Oh, really? They shut them down on that?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, maybe I remember this. I don't know.
Yeah.
That was a good beer.
That was a thing. Yeah, it was.
Breaking Bad, Breaking Bud. Well, that's what I'm looking out for, Matt. What are you looking out for?
From Cascade Brewing, which they're normally, from my recollection, they're big 750 bottles of fancy beer that are normally higher priced. They're doing some 12-ounce cans, and they have one that's a honey ginger lime, which is a sour rye ale aged in oak barrels and for up to 10 months. It's induced with candied ginger, lime zest, and followed by a late infusion of fresh ginger, more lime, and local wildflower honey. So they say it's a balance of sour and sweetness, and I kind of want to know what that tastes like. I like honey, I like ginger, I like lime.
I like late infusions. You did a late infusion?
Then they also have a honeycot, which, yes, which is basically just a sour blonde. It's at 7% instead of 6, and it's basically a blend of apricot and honey, which I'm less interested in just because I'm not a super apricot fan.
Mm-hmm.
Is anybody a really big apricot fan?
Thanks. Not me.
No,
no.
So yeah, ginger, lime, and honey. I want to know what that tastes like.
Sounds delicious. That's what you're looking out for?
Yeah.
Yeah, see? Oh, Nick?
805.
I'm looking at the tomato five, man.
Just kidding.
It's 805 day.
Or it was 805
day. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. My God. It is 805 day. I mean, it was.
Yeah, it sure was.
Wow.
I'm going to do a throwback because I'm not sure it exists anymore, but man, it's been a while since I've had a Speedway Stout from A.L. Smith.
Yeah.
And I don't recall seeing it. I don't get out much anymore, but mm-hmm. I don't think I've seen it at all in a while here in Fresno.
If you go to
cans or 22-ounce bottles.
If you go to Fig Tree, you can probably still see some from a couple of years ago.
Yeah. Okay. Pre-aged. That's fine.
Yeah. They're aging it for
the
you.
The coffee dropped out, so now it's just a stout.
No aging fees.
No aging fees. Oh, perfect. That's the best deal ever. No interest on the loan because of overdue payments. Yeah, I saw it on Instagram earlier this week. I was like, you know what? I have not seen a Speedway Stout in Fresno in a while. Is it me or is it not happening anymore?
Bless you. I wonder if Bevmo or Total Wine has them. Oh,
look at. He's got the hop.
He's got the dandelions.
Yeah. It's cool tonight, so I have the windows open, so that naturally just means stuff is flowing inside my house.
Yeah. Sorry, my sister's house. They're probably sending out a bunch of stuff.
I believe they walked by on a stroller walk this evening.
Aw. Aw. Great. Matt sees my nephew more than I do.
Yay.
Looking out for us?
Mm-hmm. I'm just happy that there's people in this neighborhood that are pushing strollers with humans in it. In my old neighborhood, there was people pushing strollers of like dogs in it.
In cans.
Yeah.
Strollers.
Those are my cans!
Which told you the average age of where I used to live.
When you have the old judgment of a neighborhood is if you have a large amount of adult males on kid bikes using them as transportation, your neighborhood is not that great. So we're looking out for
sir.
We're just kind of relaxing, man.
We're chill.
Very California.
I've been drinking doubles all day.
Whoa, so. All days doubles, man. Double day.
Also, I took the time to watch all the Californians, and it's a good thing to watch. It's like it's a solid hour of your life, but it's worth it.
Breezy outside. Either it's breezy or we just had an earthquake. I'm not sure which. The Nick. I'm gonna go with the Nick. I'm looking at both of you guys. And I'm just like, let's go with Nick.
Who's not paying attention more?
Yeah, yeah. Which one do I want to mess with more? The Nick 80. What have you been drinking this week?
Oh man, I tapped my cellar for some special edition brews this weekend.
We need some special edition brews this weekend, honey.
It's a special edition, special occasion. So I had some Paisley Cave Complex from Bottlelogic Brewing. It was a double imperial stout. That came from Ant and Robin from, you know, the Fontana.
Mm-hmm. The Fontana.
It was a very, you know, a modest 14%.
Part of the Grush Boys. Stout.
So no big deal. Personal beer fest.
No big deal. Indeed.
Indeed. Apparently, I did not check it in, but I did finally have my Weld Works cookies and cream that Colin Janine sent us. That was also an amazing beer. Tastes just like cookies and cream. That's good.
That's good.
No reaction. Okay.
Ooh. All right, cookies and cream.
Yeah.
I wonder if you could make homemade ice cream out of that. You know, you have an ice cream.
Why ruin it?
Do you have an ice cream maker?
I do not. Ice cream and me do not get along.
What? Oh.
Oh, yes.
That's too bad.
Bad day.
He does scream.
Yeah. Well, yeah. it sounded like that, I'd go to the doctor. But yeah, you're, the sentiment is there.
Oh, Nick, Nick had ice cream again.
Yeah. Had some light fighter from Zach's Brewing.
Jeez, big Zach's week.
Uh-huh. And then a summer vibes from Tioga Sequoia.
The Tioga's...
The from, hazy... No, no. The hoppy pills.
From Yosemite... Yosemite?
Yosemite?
Yosemite? Yosemite.
I believe that is all.
All right.
I believe that. The rest was whiskey.
The Nick Giddy, you can find him on the Whiskey Untapped.
Yeah.
Oh, ba-ba, Bearded Brewer 87.
Present.
Did you have beers this week?
Oh, yes. I had a little beer called Pliny for President.
What the flip?
A good old coworker of mine by the name of Ricky.
None of my coworkers bought me a Pliny for President.
Yeah. Yeah, Reggie. What's up with that? Ooh, I just gave away that Reggie's your coworker. Anyways.
We work for the same people.
Co-life associate.
Wow.
Yeah, that wow. Sounds worse right, somehow. That's fine. That's fine.
Proximity associate.
Work proximity associate. Yeah, no, legitimately, I woke up and I, you know, first thing you do is you kind of pick up your phone and start scrolling through things that you've missed through the past 8 to 10 hours. And a buddy of mine posted that he opened his box of 16 cans of Pliny for President. And I was like, that's cool. And he was like, hey, would you like 16, a can? Huh? He's like, I can't. He's like, I probably shouldn't drink all 16 cans. And I was like, dude, if you're serious, yes.
Yes.
And he made it happen. So,
did you trade or did he just give it to you?
I've given him beers in the past. All so right. Generally, you know. There's people at work I'll seek out and I'm like, hey, do you want something? And I'll bring them back beers with the open end of like in the future.
In the future. One day you'll come to me. You'll need a favor. Yeah. I'll need a favor. One day I'll come to you.
So obviously now I owe him greatly because that beer was fantastic. It was almost too good.
The debt's paid now. You guys are even.
I almost hated it because of how good it tasted. It's like Pliny, it's good. A double dry hopped Viney, Pliny.
Damn it!
It's okay. It's okay.
It's okay.
Because early on, I wasn't hearing any kind of buzz about the beer. People are just like, "Pliny for President, I got some," and then they just wouldn't say anything about the beer. So I'm like, "Oh, this might not be that good. Might be something wrong." But this week. I've been hearing nothing but good buzz about it. And then Matt's coming in with this. So great. Now I'm jealous.
Full disclosure. Mm-hmm. I do have access to another can. I was thinking about giving it to the brother because of his recent birthday.
Oh yeah.
But that's I'm also compelled.
That's a Mikey.
No, I'm also but compelled that's,
because
that's a big Mikey birthday, dude.
Is the Pliny King. He has the wall of Pliny.
Bells
He's
is
staring.
Bells is a Pliny King of Fresno. Might have to hold it for Bells.
Mikey is staring at a wall of Pliny right now.
I am.
So I do have an extra can.
Four deep.
Feel that the experience should be shared.
Damn it. This damn COVID. Damn you. That's it. I broke now. It broke me, COVID. I've been trying to get through this all right. I've been keeping it a stiff upper lip, but no, you broke me now, COVID. I can't share plenty with my friends. Shit.
Yeah. So this past weekend, the sister was out of town, so I decided to, or she asked if I could take care of her dog, and so I went over there and gave it food.
You're like, yeah, I'm finally going to take care of it the way it's supposed to be taken care of.
And Bullard and West Save Mart was nearby.
I've heard of that place. Oh. The same place that Kopi shops at? Oh my gosh.
Wow. I didn't know he was that part of Fresno.
He lives off of NS Extension. Not on it, but he lives off of it.
Oh. I didn't know he was that kind of money. He
lives near Van Ness and Herndon.
Oh, that's
and he
ritzy.
Drives his car around that, you know, it's the Kopi car. And he does shop in that Save Mart at Bullardon.
It's the Kopi.
So does Swearbear. Swearbear shops in there too.
I've seen Kopi and Fresno Ag before.
We're talking about local celebrities. Give us some
local talk.
Local talk.
You expect Kopi to shop at Fresno Ag. That's a very Kopi thing to do.
Yeah.
And somebody did recognize him. I didn't say anything to him, but somebody's like, "Oh my God, it's Kopi!" And he's like, "Yeah, I'm Kopi by the sprinkler aisle.
Yeah, I'm Kopi.
I'm Kopi by the sprinkler aisle."
Hey, that's me. That's a solid retort, Kopi. Did he make him do the 10-day forecast thing with him? And now
nobody had a
it's
hat on.
Kopi's 10-day forecast.
Nobody had a hat on, which is the other thing. If you follow a certain Kopi thing on Twitter.
Oh, jeez. Kopi's hippies.
Dorktown reference.
Wow.
Complete. Oh, what yeah. Else? So I was at Bullard and West.
Back. Yeah.
And so all the grocery stores in town, they have a biannually reset of their beer shelving. And lo and behold, the Bullard and West Save Mart had a very favorable
of old beer.
Had a very favorable reset because I normally ignore the section. I normally know what's happening there. And I walk up. I see TS beer and I was like, cool. And so I face it and I look like three positions over, and they had three slots of
Coors
New Glory beer.
Oh.
They had three slots of New Glory, decently priced. They had week-old Ubedink.
Nice.
They had two-week-old Do You Even Mosaic, Bro? And then they also had week-old Gummy Worms, which is their chewy pale ale. And I saw all three of those sitting in the cooler that probably would normally have.
Ooh, local Tioga. Ooh.
Not cool stuff. No, they also had Tioga in the cooler, which typically define the cool beer. You would have to go by the salad dressing. There was that auxiliary place that had the cool beer. They had cool beer in the main cooler. So
yeah.
I was happy to see that, and it encouraged me to spend too much money at the grocery store.
Yeah. Yeah, because they have this, we've mentioned before, they have an aisle in the food aisles. They have this randomly have a cooler there, and it's got the craft beer. And then, their regular beer section has more craft now, which is nice. But, like, I'll see somebody shopping there, some, you know, rando dude looking at the beer section. And sometimes I'll just want to be like, hey, there's a cooler beer section over there in the aisle, man. I'm going to go check it out.
Yeah. Look for the Florida change color.
Yeah. Yeah. So Bullard and West has become better than Milburn and Herndon. Before Milburn and Herndon was a good spot and Bullard and West sucked. Now it's flipped.
So Bullard and West has the brand new shopping carts. They have the new flooring. They have the doors on the cold sections. They're investing some money into it. So they're trying to make it a thing, man.
Up and coming neighborhood. More local talk. Yeah, anything else you're drinking?
Let's go with that. Right. Other stuff is repeats.
Just a bunch of repeats. That's Bearded Brewer 87 on tap. Damn it. I try to shoot a mosquito away from me. Mm-hmm. Well, I had to break code, my own personal code about leaving the beer fridge alone during the week. And producer Becky and I, I don't know who gave this to the show or if it was one of you guys or if it was a listener, but it was 40 million year old Saison from Fossil Fuels Brewing out of the Bay Area. It was a Saison. And it was tasty. So whoever brought that to the show, thank you. Then I was, but it was a budget beer week for me. So a very extremely boring week. I went with a $11.99 variety pack, 12 pack, and it was Firestone. My first time I've spent money on Firestone since the whole Firestone flap. And, what? And it was in within this variety pack was a Union Jack, Propagator Series Citra. And what else is in there? The Fly Jack. This is the first time I've had the Fly Jack. And so there was something else in there. It was all quite inconsequential. I mean, it was good for the price. Can't beat $12 for a 12-pack. Of craft beer, but and I had that. No, that was last week. So yeah, that's all I did. It was a this one of the worst beer weeks I've had in a long time. So search for me, Dorktown, on Untappd. Bearded Brewer 87 and the Nick 80. I'm still doing this night train, man. Getting through it. I don't think I'm. Doesn't look good for me to get another beer here. Night train's heavy duty, but I'm handling it because I'm a man.
You're just loaded like an airplane?
Uh-huh. No, loaded like a freight train, higher than an airplane.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I guess I got my lyrics mixed up.
Yeah.
Hi.
Cheers it, bro. Bring it.
Cheers it up. Well, just got to say thank you to everybody who made my week.
Oh, we'll start off happy with... post-birthday to the Nick. Welcome to a new decade of fun. Life. New life decade. It's the best decade. It's the best of the decades.
Is it?
Okay, sure.
Let's hope so. Well, so cheers to the original, the one, the only, A Dorktown Podcast.
Oh, what?
I officially heard from all three original cast members of the Dorktown Podcast. Aww. The Mikey, the Bells, and the producer Becky.
Wow, look at you.
Yes.
You got producer Becky and Bells in there? That's impressive.
You're telling me, buddy.
I didn't tell
him. No, it was not coordinated. It just happened. So natural. Just happened. Cheers to Ants and Robin for my birthday beer, which was the Paisley Cave Complex. Cheers to Colin Janine for the cookies and cream stout from Weldworks. I also heard from Scotty B, Tony Bags, Evil Circle, Corey Bostwick, Blue Ox, Rad Stacy. Remember Rad Stacy and Blue Ox? Her. Yes. I'm sorry if I missed you, but those are the ones I noticed. So thank you to everybody. Oh, and of course, Bearded Brewer 87. He made us stop by the Friday night happy hour, stop front by. Yard happy hour.
Oh, hey, that's me.
Celebrity sighting, man. You guys are starting to get some good guests over there.
That's right. It's ramping up.
It's like a tumbleweed. I blew on in and I blew on out.
You should just put for the, because that's going on at the same time as the Perfect Pour Get It virtual Get It some Fridays.
Yes, it is. That's why I don't make it.
Which, by the way, if you want to get, the Get Its are always looking for fresh faces, and you can go in and out all you want there. And if you want to get in on the Zooms, Friday night Zooms, Get Its, the virtual Get Its, make sure you can message us. You can message Chew Your Beer. Has been on it lately. You can message Mr. Jazz with 1Z on Untappd. Mr. Jazz will know it. Or just one of the key players will know how to the code to get into that Zoom. So you don't have to be a Golden God. You can just get in there, listen to the show, have some fun with some listeners. So, yes.
Really, really quick late breaking news. We're very familiar with the Denogonizer from Drake's.
Yes.
I just saw that they have the Depogonizer coming out.
Oh.
Which is
add passion that to fruit, the looking out for
passion fruit, orange, and guava.
All right.
Depogonizer.
Depogonizer.
They just went to a new level.
Drink Drakes. Hashtag drink Drakes.
Low yo, if you're out there.
Low yo. That's Nick. Did you have any more cheers?
Nah, that was me. Thank you.
All right. Cheers to our golden gods. These are the cool people that actually use Patreon and donate money to the show. We think those people, they're very cool. Help us out a great deal. That highly appreciate that, and especially keeping on with everything going on, still help supporting us. We really appreciate it. If you can't, don't worry about it, ma'am. It's no big deal, but those that can keep on doing it. This is very cool of you to do. And so thank you, all our golden gods, patreon.com/perfectpour. If you want to check that out, get in on it. You get invited to the Pourum on Facebook and you get to hear the tailgate. And usually you get the episode a little earlier than everyone. So there you go. We trade. We do some beer trading. It's just in Patreon. Also cheers to the Fontana Gym, Hops_Hound, Chew Your Beer. They all retweeted my newsletter, Drinking and Thinking, so thank you. Cheers to Jaxalion 82, Ants Girl 17, Tap Savvy Beer. Tap Savvy Beer. And everybody that talks about the show on their own social media or mentions us to somebody else. It's highly appreciated. And we really enjoy you being here and really thankful that you're here listening and especially staying all the way to the end of the show. And I have just done a full bomber. That's all I did for the first. This is a first for me on this show. Al Green,
you
thanks
miss to
the
bombers, don't you?
The Night Train 10 ounce, the 22 ounce. 10% chocolate barrel aged stout. Woo. I did it.
Woo.
I win.
No.
No?
No.
Are we cool? We're all good?
We are good.
All right.
Have fun.
Thanks, everyone, for listening. Have a... But this weekend, be safe.
Okay.
Have fun, though. Don't forget to have some fun. We'll have some scene. Have some fun. Check your dates. Before you buy all that beer for this weekend, check your dates. And mask it. Mask everything. Mask everything that can be masked. Just mask it.
How do you drink your beer?
Just through the mask. Soak it in.
Okay, filter
it. Suck it through.
Will that filter the haze?
Yeah. You'll have one messed up mask. Filter out mask. You'll have all kinds of all kinds of things in your mask. But it'll be filtered.
We
clever thing to say at end of show.
Yay.
Another perfect pour in the books. Episode 367.
Oh, shit.